Hi, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In the gospel today, Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me?" Some people are shocked to hear Jesus call his mother woman. Jesus uses the same title again on the cross when he commends Mary to John's care. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciples, "Behold your mother." My dear brothers and sisters, the word woman sounds impersonal. It sounds rude and terribly discourteous. Actually, the word had a different connotation for ancients. Commenting on this, the great theologian William Barclay says, I quote, "In Homer, it is the title by which Odysseus addressed Penelope by his well-loved wife. It is the title by which Augustus, the Roman emperor, addressed Cleopatra, the famous Egyptian queen." And he says, perhaps the best way to think of the title is to think of it the way the British do when they address a woman of nobility as lady. The second point I would like to share is this. Today's gospel records the first sign or the first miracle that Jesus performed in the Gospel of John. Jesus intervenes in a potential crisis by turning water into wine, thus saving the host from embarrassment. But this becomes an opportunity for Jesus' glory to be revealed. My dear brothers and sisters, the image of wine, of course, anticipates what Jesus will be, not just for the wedding guests of Cana, but for the whole world. The cup or chalice of the wine becomes the cup of salvation. The question for us today is, what is the nearest to a miracle that we have witnessed? A miracle is, from a human point of view, that which defies natural or scientific explanation. And miracles are thought to be rare. But if we look closely at the things and events around us, we will see miracles everywhere, things and phenomena that utterly strike or overwhelm us in our unbelief. Nature alone is a miracle. But sadly, we only see trees. We only see fishes and rivers to exploit or make money from them. People always took for signs from the time of Jesus and even before up to now. But little do we know that they are surrounded by them. they are not just wearing the proper glasses. And so in this Mass, my dear brothers and sisters, again, Jesus said to the disciples, Mary said to the people in the wedding feast, do what he tells you. Do what Jesus tells you. Do what he wants us to do. Amen.